We were notified a while back. In fact, you might recall when Donald Trump came to town, he jumped in a limo with some members of Congress from Michigan. And they were talking about, you know, how to get some money into the Great Lakes for restoration and preservation and to take care of some updates at the Sioux Locks. One of those members of Congress, John Molinar, he's joining us from Michigan's 4th Congressional District. Congressman, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me back.
Always good to have you. How you been?
I've been good. It's good to be in Michigan, and we head back to D.C. on Monday, but it's been wonderful being in the 4th District and in August, and I appreciated the opportunity to visit with constituents, and looking forward to getting back to work in D.C. on Monday.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. Nancy's not too keen on getting too much done. I mean, the USMCA would be a nice project to get done, but I don't think we'll see that happen anytime soon. But it'd be good for Michigan if it did, right?
It sure would. You know, that's probably the most important thing we could do this fall was be to pass the USMCA because it would help our manufacturing in Michigan. It would help our agricultural base in Michigan, opening up new markets in Canada for our dairy products. And I hope the speaker will take it up for a vote. Mexico has already acted, and Canada will follow us. So timing is very important on this.
Yeah, we're ready to move on it. And you talk about the ag sector that's been having a tough time with the China tariffs and so forth. It'd be nice to help out with that. But today I want to focus a little bit farther to the north here on the Sioux Locks. Anybody who's lived in Michigan for any period of time knows what the Sioux Locks are. If you don't, man, you're missing out. Cool place to go. I always went there when I was a kid, so people learned about it. But big upgrades are coming, and there's a lot going on. Give me an idea where we are with that project.
Well, about a little over a week ago, I was there with Marcy Kaptur, who chairs the Energy and Water Subcommittee on the Appropriations Committee, on which I serve. And we are working together on this. We put funding in the bill and passed it in committee, and it's moving forward. It basically fulfills the president's request for $75 million to design and construct a new lock that would handle the 1,000-foot freighters. And this is how the iron ore that we use for manufacturing autos and appliances, and it comes through onto the Great Lakes and fuels our manufacturing in this country. And so this is more progress. Twice Congress in the last 30 years has authorized a new lock, and it's never had funds appropriated. So for the first time in 30 years, we have a president who's leading and Congress working in a bipartisan way to get this done for Michigan and for our country.
And so, I mean, this is a big deal, obviously. The locks, I mean, when you talk about the tonnage of freight that moves through this country, right, I think that the Sioux Locks control tens of millions of metric tons annually in product move into the United States and out of the United States, does it not?
It does. In fact, the current lock is 50 years old and has been restored with excellent maintenance, but it's 50 years old. Homeland Security did a report that said if this lock were ever to go down, it would be the Achilles heel of the North American industrial economy. When we told the president about this a little over a year ago, as you mentioned, we were riding with him in his vehicle, talked to him about the significance for manufacturing and for this being a infrastructure project that was of vital necessity. He fully embraced it and came out in full support. And since that time, we've had tremendous momentum in getting this done.
So when do you think we'll see a completion of this? I mean, it's always, since I learned about this, that you only have one big lock, right? You have the one big lock, the Poe.
Yes.
You only have one. I mean, how do you operate with the idea that what if that breaks? What if something goes wrong? I mean, there's just too many problems with that scenario.
You're right. It's what they call a single point of failure. So if it were to fail, that would be devastating. And so that is why this new lock is so important. Now, it's a multi-year project. And so, you know, what we've appropriated is $75 million to start the building and design of this new lock. It has to deepen the channel. It's building it over a previous lock. So we're using some of these economies of scale. But it's a multi-year project. But for us, you know, going into October to have this agreement in place and be able to start the process of finding the engineers and others who will begin the construction and design of this new lock, It's tremendous progress, and we'll just have to keep our eye on the ball to make sure it's completed. That was the message Lieutenant General Semonite, who heads up the Army Corps of Engineers, came up and met with us and gave us a briefing and expressed his desire to see this project through completion, and gave us his absolute commitment of his goal to get this done as quickly as possible and as cost-effectively as possible.
Well, there you go. So we're on track with that. While I've got you, Congressman John Molinar here, you say you're heading back to work on Monday, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, spent some time in the district. And obviously there are some big things in the headlines, and I say to touch base with you on a couple of those, just taking your temperature on these. One of the things that's going to come up clearly, Nancy Pelosi and others are pushing for new gun control measures, red flag laws, universal background checks. And we're learning now, it seems, that the latest shooter in Texas was not allowed to have a gun, was denied a gun 5 years ago from a background check. Somehow he got one. If it comes to pass that he got that in a private transaction, obviously the universal background check narrative will grow louder. What is your opinion of these universal background checks, red flag laws? Where do you stand on that as you head back? And you know that's going to be a big conversation.
Sure, sure. Well, one thing we did in a previous session was we worked to improve the communication on the different agencies and require reporting between the federal and the state entities. We call it the FICS-NICS, the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, so that there's actually good information. To me, that's important that be fully implemented. And then we got to look at ways to close any loopholes that are there where people are getting around this. It's important that, we don't take guns away from law-abiding citizens and that there be due process. And that's where some of the legislation that is being proposed really infringes upon the Second Amendment, and I would certainly not support that kind of legislation. But if we can do something in a way that improves the communication, ensures the safeguards that keep the guns out of the hands of people who would have criminal intent, maybe of harm to themselves or to others, and respect due process, to me that's something we ought to be able to work together on. But finding a solution that actually addresses the problem rather than simply is a feel-good measure, but actually solves the problem, improves our system of ensuring Second Amendment rights, to me that could be a situation where we could make some progress. We did the FICS-NICS legislation before. We can continue to build on that success.
And I hope you do, but I'm sure we're going to be hearing about this. Congressman John Molinar, greatly appreciate you being here, as always, my friend.
Well, thank you very much, Steve. Good to be with you.
Good to be talking to you as well, and we'll talk to you sometime soon. John Molinar, everybody. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. It is the Steve Gruber Show on a Wednesday. Don't miss us. Go to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those places. Please follow us. Stay up to speed. Straight ahead in the program. We're not done yet. No, sir. Matthew Hyman will be here, the Associate Director for Global Security at the National Security Institute at George Mason University. Sit tight.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.